The Treasury Star Parade, starring Edward G. Robinson. Produced under the personal direction of William A. Bacher, with Miss Dinah Shore, Miss Mabel Todd, David Brookman and his orchestra, and Edward G. Robinson as our master of ceremonies.
This is Edward G. Robinson, ladies and gentlemen, and another of the programs brought to you by the Treasury Department. You know, there's no place in the world like this country of ours. Its industries, its manpower, and its wealth. And no place that is so lavish with the rewards that she heaps upon her favorites. Dame Fortune has smiled on this wonderful girl standing here beside me, who in a few short years has become one of America's outstanding singers of songs. Outstanding because she sings out of her heart to the heart of America. Because there's a rhythm in her voice which is the rhythm of America. Miss Dinah Shore, singing, "He Wears a Pair of Silver Wings."
It's just a simple love affair. Two people met, they learned to care, and found themselves in heaven. To you, maybe the story's nothing new to me. It's all my wildest dreams come true. Although some people say he's just a crazy guy, to me he means a million other things. For he's the one who taught this happy heart of mine to fly. He wears a pair of silver wings. And though it's pretty tough, the job he does above, I wouldn't have him change it for a king. An ordinary fellow in the uniform I love, he wears a pair of silver wings. I'm so full of pride when we go walking, every time he's home on leave. He, with those wings on his tunic, me with my heart. And we are far apart. I sometimes wonder what tomorrow brings. For I adore that crazy guy who taught my happy heart to wear a pair of silver.
Thank you, Dinah Shore.
And thank you, Mr. Robinson. May I return the compliment by introducing you?
Well, certainly. Go ahead while I get into my makeup.
Ladies and gentlemen, Dame Fortune certainly hasn't overlooked Edward G. Robinson either. He used to be my favorite gangster, but he seems to have moved over to the side of the law and become a real power for good in Big Town. And just between us, how I've always envied his leading ladies. Today, Mr. Robinson, in makeup, plays the part of a cab driver in J. Franklin Jones' radio sketch entitled Joe Doakes and the White Star.
Our scene could be any place in America, but to localize it, it's a phone booth and a beer joint in Brooklyn. Joe Maibaum, a cab driver, is making a long-distance telephone call.
Hey, sister, when are you going to get that call through?
I'm working on it.
Maybe I should have waited till the night shift comes on.
I'll call you when I have your party.
Yeah, I'll hurry it up, will you? Hey, Smitty, bring me a beer, will you? You think I was trying to call Hedy Lamarr's boudoir? Hello.
Here's your party. Go ahead.
Hello, Tokyo. Let me talk to Hirohito. Yeah, the Emperor. What do you mean you don't talk to nobody? How does he get a short beer? Okay, okay. Comb the rice out of your hair, will you? And let me talk to Premier Tojo. Well, then let me... Oh, no. Just let me talk to Japan. Hmm? Well, this is Joe Dokes over in the USA talking. Yeah, can you hear me? Well, now listen, buddy, but good, because I want to tell you something. Something about them planes that give you Japs the hot with the other day. What? There's a Joe talking, I told you. Joe Dokes in America, you know. Joe the butcher, the baker, the barkeep, the bricklayer. Joe the busboy, Joe on the subway, Joe on the prairies and the merry-go-round. Joe on a half a pound of sugar a week. Joe in Kansas, Joe in the bleachers, Joe in Macy's basement, Joe in a Jeep. Can you hear me? I said this is Joe Dokes. Joe, you know, who wants a house with a tree in Jackson Heights. Joe loves peanuts and beer and French fried potatoes. Joe has faith in God and democracy and the Brooklyn Dodgers. Joe believes in Santa Claus. Poor innocent, happy-go-lucky, minding his own business, Joe Dokes. The unknown soldier.
Did you get your party?
Yeah, but will you get off the line, will you? I'm talking.
I'm sorry.
Just shut up, will you, sister? Hello, you still listening, Tokyo? Well, okay, keep listening. I want to put you straight on something. You know, the other day, you guys said you could tell they was the United States planes bombing you on account of you could see them red and blue circles with the white star painted on the planes. Oh, boy. You're so right, Slant Eyes. And since from now on, you're going to see a lot more of them planes, I want to tell you about that red, white, and blue do gadget painted on them airplanes. They're going to be all over you pretty soon. Buzzing, bombing you. Till you got red and blue circles under your eyes. Till you see stars by the hundreds. Now, what I want to tell you is about what them white stars painted on them planes stand for. But if you was here where I am, you could see for yourself. Huh? On a phone booth in Brooklyn. Don't let your bum you. I'll sick MacArthur on you. Where I'm standing, I can see right out of the window this Flatbush Cocktail Lounge. And I can see clean across America. I can see the Yankee Stadium. Yeah, we'd have beat them bums last year if Mickey hadn't dropped the third strike. And then I can see the Hudson River and the Blue Ridge Mountains, the Hatfields and McCoys. I can see them flat fields in Nebraska. Well, how do I know what they're growing? Corn, wheat, asparagus? I never been there. And I can see them Rocky Mountains. In fact, I can see all the way across America to the Pacific Ocean, which ain't so Pacific no more. Yeah, all of them things I can see from here, Slant Eyes. That's what that white star on them planes stand for.
Your 3 minutes are up, sir.
But I ain't through yet.
Shall I tell you when the next 3 minutes are up?
Hey, will you stop making what dialogue and get out of here? Why don't you air condition these phone booths? What is it? Like the Luxor baths in here. You still there, Tokyo? Hold on a minute. Wait till I open the door of this booth. I'm sweating. Listen, Tokyo. Hear that jukebox music? Well, them's American songs, right out of Tin Pan Alley. Sad songs, blues songs, hot songs, love songs. Yeah, even Boogie Woogie. Anybody who can rhyme June and Moon and Home and Rome can write a song over here. Gershwin, Stokowski, Steve Foster. Yeah, and old Satchmouth. Even I wrote one once called My Little Gray Home in West Orange. Now listen to this song, Tokyo, because you're going to hear it while you're eating your sukiyaki. And then, Slant Eyes, we got another song that white star stands for. Extra special. My country, tis of thee, sweet land of liberty, of thee I sing. I know the words, you louse. Maybe I didn't before Pearl Harbor, but I do now. Where my fathers died, land of the pilgrim's pride. From every mountainside, let freedom ring. Hear that? Let freedom ring. Freedom of speech and press and religion and peaceful assemblage. Like up in Union Square. Maybe they ain't quiet, but they're peaceful assembled. Huh? What do you mean, we got no other art? Sure we have. And we got the movies and the theaters and books and long-haired guys calling themselves poets. Yeah, sure, and we got
Guys would bust up rocks and call it sculpturing. We got all kinds of art. Smitty, the barkeep here, he's got a new tattooed on his chest. Oh, boy. Brother, that's art, too. Yeah, that's something else that white star stands for. You understand?
Hello? Are you the gentleman who is calling Bing Crosby?
No, I ain't calling Bing. Get off the wire, will you, Myrtle?
Well, somebody is calling Bing.
You still listening, Toki? Look, I want you to hear something else. Hear that, slant eyes? Them's church bells over here in America. That means people got their hands all folded up praying. White hands, black hands, red hands, dirty, greasy hands, all kinds. Hands of Gentiles, Jews, Catholics, Mormons, Baptists, what's in the name? Shakespeare. All them people praying in a row in the same church or in 100 different churches. They can burn the candles at one end or the other, or both ends. What do we care? God can hear them in St. Patrick's Cathedral or the little church in the Wildwood. That's something else that white star stands for.
Are you calling Murray Hill?
Will you get out of here, Myrtle?
Well, who are you calling, sir?
Oh, never mind. I'm doing all right. Listen, Tokyo. I can tell you 100 million things that white star stands for. Like it stands for America, for peace, for love, for jelly beans, for guts, for hot dogs, for Hollywood, for Uncle Sam, for Jack Benny and Fred Allen, for home, for 48 states, for life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, for V for victory, for Wilkie Buttons, for the 8-ball, for chewing gum, for Mickey Mouse, for church toppers, for Walter Winchell, for tenements, Muncie, Indiana, for coal mines, for FDR, yeah, and for me, Joe Doakes. And you know where we got the idea for that white star? Ain't original with us. It was copyrighted a couple of thousand years ago when them shepherds seen it while they was watching them sheep. The night Joe Doakes was born in Bethlehem. And I don't mean PA. Sure, I'm calling him Joe Doakes. Because that's how he'd want to be known, because he was one of us little people, halo and all. That's what that white star stands for, Tokyo. And you might tell your pal Adolf about it on account he's going to see a lot of them white stars, too. Hey, Myrtle, I was cut off.
It's not my fault. Japan has suddenly cut off all communications with the outside. I believe they're having an air raid.
Oh, you're telling me, sister. White stars over Tokyo. Hey, Smitty, give me another beer. Now what's the matter?
You owe for 4 minutes overtime.
Okay, here's your nickel.
Deposit $178.45, please.
Hey, you got the wrong number, sister. You want the Chase National Bank.
Deposit $178.45.
Hello.
I'm waiting.
All I got is nickels. That'll take me all day.
I have nothing else to do.
Okay, Myrtle, here they come. When you get tired, holler, will you? And I'll stop.
Would you please help the Salvation Army?
Well, sure, sister. Have a handful of nickels. And have them boys strike up the van.
There are 130 million Joe Doakes in this country, and even if they all haven't the colorful gift of speech that our cab driver has, the sentiment is the same. And it isn't all just talk. It's fight, work, and save. That's the watchword in America today. Have you answered your war bond quota call? It calls for at least 10% of your salary, 10% of your total income, invested in war savings bonds and stamps. If you're meeting your quota, you're entitled to display the new Treasury War Bond sticker, and you and your entire family are entitled to wear the new Treasury 10% buttons. You can obtain them from your own payroll savings officer or from your city, county, or state war savings administrator. Remember, they are your badge of honor as an American. The United States Treasury Department wishes to thank the distinguished artists who gave their talents to this performance and the Hollywood Victory Committee for its courtesy in arranging for these appearances.